update. I have one injury to add to, from last night's game. It's Robert Francois with a hamstring. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, could you give word on how severe Crabtree's shoulder is?
You know, Tom's shoulder, he has a chance for Kansas City, but that's something that the week will answer. I think he'll be hard pressed. So.
Mike, when would you make a decision on Desmond Bishop in terms of putting him on IR?
Well, Desmond's situation will probably be resolved here in the next, probably 48 hours or so. That was part of our conversation this morning with the personnel department.
Mike, did the NFLPA not passing that rule about the IR change, did that impact your decision-making with him?
Well, I wouldn't say it impacts it. I mean, you go by what the rules are today. I mean, I understand what the proposals in that particular case and the other things that were discussed at league meetings. But, you know, once again, their proposals, we're basically operating off of what's in front of us as far as the current, rules, IR, roster, and so forth.
Is Rodgers going to play on Kansas City? Is there any thought about giving Harold some looks with the ones? I guess it'll be Carlos going with that.
Well, we'll answer the playtime questions like we normally do, probably a day or two before the game. So we're trying to get everybody healthy. We're going to correct the tape. Actually, the special teams is looking at it right now. We'll go through the corrections. Tomorrow will be a Tuesday for the players. It'll be their day off, and then we're going to use Sunday to do some different things and then work on Kansas City Monday and Tuesday.
How has a guy like Desmond Moses been able to sustain what he kind of started in OTAs? And he's been really steady and had a big night.
Well, I say, first of all, Desmond has picked up the scheme, both defensively and special teams at a very high rate. That was very impressive. You can see that in the off-season program. He understands football. He had some history in the 3-4 at Iowa. So, he just continues to get better. So I thought he had a good night last night. Particularly, I thought our defense as a whole graded out exceptionally well. It was clearly our best performance defensively of the preseason.
Mike, are you prepared to say that Graham Harrell will be your number two quarterback at the start of the regular season?
We don't make roster, decisions today. There's still plenty of work to be done. We have three more practices. We have a game. Graham will play in that game. We'll have more opportunities. So Graham Harrell improved from the first 2 weeks last night. He graded out higher than the first 2 weeks. So he's making improvement. I thought the second offensive line played better. I thought as a whole the offense, it was our one of our better performances of the preseason. But we still have work to do. And in Grant's particular case, I'm happy with his progress.
Could you get a better gauge of his progress if he had any reps with the number ones? Did you consider using him late in the first half yesterday, or was that just not part of your plan?
Our plan was pretty straightforward, how we approached the game. We played Aaron there through the first half and play Graham into the fourth quarter. So it's a plan that we go through as coaches, and obviously we use our resources to make decisions in the best interest of our football team. And our process hasn't really been different this year than prior years. But I feel the information that the process has given us is plenty to make the appropriate evaluations.
Mike, do you think Aaron's been as sharp this preseason as he has been in past preseasons?
As sharp,
it doesn't seem like he's quite been the guy that we're accustomed to seeing on every throw. He underthrew a couple yesterday,
I'm just going through his grade sheet right now. I think we're doing some things a little differently with Aaron this particular preseason than we have in prior preseasons. But I'm very happy with the progress of the offense from week one to two to three in the preseason game. So, I feel confident the way he's throwing the ball. I mean, you're at practice every day. I mean, there's not a day that goes by that he doesn't make a wild throw. I mean, the guy throws it throws it as good as anybody I've ever worked with. So, and I've worked with some very good quarterbacks.
I know injuries are part of it, but have you seen Burrell and Gurley make as big a jump as you thought they might have made from 1 year or 2?
That's a good question. I'd like to see them make a bigger jump. You know, I think their injuries set them back both. They both missed some time, you know, missed a game. So this will be an important game for both those guys. But I think they're progressing through camp. Hopefully it'll give some opportunities here against Kansas City. But both their injuries definitely set them back. I'll tell you, he looks very natural inside. And just, you know, he was a young man when he was playing outside, too. So he's a year removed from his rookie season, so he's stronger. He has a better understanding. I think the experience of being inside and outside has really helped him. He has a much better understanding of the defense. I thought that the interception was an outstanding instinct play. He's an extremely instinctive football player. You can see it from day one on the kickoff coverage units last year with his production, played the whole year with the shoulder. So I'm very happy with his progress. But to have the flexibility for him to play inside and outside is a bonus. That's why we trained him that way. But he definitely is more natural inside.
Like, did Tremont look like the old Tremont to you throughout camp and then last night especially? And how different is your defense, or in what ways is your defense different when you have him playing the way he's playing?
Well, you know, Tremont would definitely go into the category of a shutdown quarter, you know, someone that you can match up weekly on a top receiver. So, I agree with your question, the fact that he's been doing it all camp. So, it's good to have him back. I mean, it's well documented how he went through the season last year, you know, with the injury. But you know, just the one-on-one plays he makes, particularly when the fade routes and in the red zone area. I mean, you really see his ability, his coverage ability come to light. So he's playing very well. And as a defense, you can play to that. So anytime you can tilt the defense one way or the other, it definitely plays to your advantage.
Mike, what did you think of the pass rush, especially with, you know, Worthy and Daniels and how they responded there?
Well, you know, the two plays that really stick out in my mind, just watching the defense of the first two third downs. I thought the pressure and the finish and just the pursuit to the football, you know, that's exactly what it's supposed to look like. So, like I've already stated, our defense played extremely well, and it starts up front. I thought our defensive line and really our linebackers did a very good job of bringing the pressure, and more importantly, the finish and the extra effort of always seeing two or three, four hats on the ball, I thought was clearly our best effort in that particular category of the preseason.
Mike, are you confident Jermichael Finley will get up to speed by the time the regular season starts, having missed the three preseason games?
Well, you know, Jermichael, we'll practice him this week, and we'll make sure that we're on top of his conditioning. I mean, he's someone that works extremely hard. Conditioning is usually not a concern, but we'll do the best that we possibly can in this time frame. So, look for him to put together three good practices, and then we'll evaluate the play time.
Mike, the cutdown date is actually Monday, but are you going to be telling players today the 15 players are going to be released?
Well, the personnel part of it is something that obviously will be released in a timely fashion by Ted Thompson. You know, how we go about it and who and what, obviously there's an advantage of keeping it in-house as long as we possibly can, and that's what we'll do.
Mike, do you hope to get a little bit more clarity with Devon House going into the next week as far as where he's at?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, he's getting stronger. The swelling's going down, so he definitely looks better. But, it's something that really comes down to, the injury. You know, it's different for everybody. So I don't know if we'll have clarity this week, but we'll see. He's definitely making a lot of progress. I mean, it's been nothing but positive reports from the rehab group.
Clarity in terms of how long it might be, or clarity in whether or not you can rule out surgery with him?
Well, you know, all the above. I mean, just, you know, is surgery still the option, or is that the path that we're going to go, or if he's able to play with it? And so, I mean, it's something that they'll evaluate as they go through the rehab process.